A significant portion of the government remains shut down. Angry accusations of irresponsibility are flying, and the prospects of finding a quick solution to the crisis, or of coming together to pass significant legislation when it ends, remain grim. Now, with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell making his first significant legislative overture to break the stalemate Sunday, the outcome might rest on the capacity of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Mr. McConnell to find a way to bridge the political divide between them, their parties, and the White House. But as congressional reporter Emily Cochran at the New York Times says, their new relationship is not off to a good start.
So the two of them obviously come from very different backgrounds and sides of the ideological spectrum, and they've often found themselves on opposite sides several issues, and the shutdown is the latest one. They've worked on different sides of Congress, obviously, and different ideological sides for decades. They have a working relationship, but it hasn't always gone well because of that.
You know, it was interesting to read, too, in your piece that you said they have actually accomplished stuff before. Sometimes it's hard to remember that when they get bogged down in the in things like the shutdown.
Yes, about almost two decades ago, they were both top members on their respective appropriations committees, and they were able to work together on spending bills for foreign operations. And then another instance was in 2008 when Congress negotiated an economic recovery package. Leader McConnell called her, quote, extraordinary, and she was equally complimentary of his leadership then. But in recent years, they've certainly gone head-to-head. Speaker Pelosi was not very complimentary of the tax overhaul that just went through, and Leader McConnell had his issues with the Affordable Care Act when it was first introduced, and several other parts of the Democratic agenda when President Barack Obama was in office and Leader Pelosi was in charge of the House.
So do these two generally dislike each other, or is this just politics?
I think it's hard to say. They have a working relationship, and they just happen to consistently end up on opposite side of the issues. It's also worth noting they tend to work with the other leaders. Heather, for example, Speaker Pelosi spends more time working with Senator Chuck Schumer. He's her Democratic counterpart in the Senate, and Kevin McCarthy, who's the Republican leader in the House. But this time, they're both leaders of their respective chambers, so it remains to be seen how they work together moving forward.
We're speaking with Emily Cochran, congressional reporter at the New York Times. She's got a piece called McConnell and Pelosi Have a Fraught Relationship. The Shutdown Hasn't Helped. Anybody expecting that things will improve relationship-wise so that things can get done over the next 2 years?
That is a question we've asked as reporters on Capitol Hill many times in the last few weeks, and it's unclear what's next. The first step is to get through the shutdown to end this impasse, and even with these new proposals from the president, from Leader McConnell, Speaker Pelosi is again going to introduce bills to reopen the government herself this week. It remains to be seen what is actually going to get through, and until that happens, everything else is kind of at a standstill.
Boy, what about something like infrastructure, which people from both parties have expressed, at least in some way, shape, or form, some interest?
That remains one of the few things that lawmakers are hopeful about. They say it's a nonpartisan issue. We need this public works overhaul. But again, without a clear way out of the shutdown, they can't really get started on working on it. And going this long without any kind of compromise on reopening the government, it doesn't bode well for any kind of compromise going forward. So there remains some optimism, but we'll have to see how the shutdown ends.
You quoted Senator John Cornyn from Texas at the very tail end of your story. He said, "We'll figure something out. We always do." They don't seem very close at this point.
That's the kind of optimism we see when we ask about an infrastructure bill or some of the legislative priorities to come. For example, the new North American trade deal, or raising the federal spending limits, or a plan to lower drug prices. There's still hope that something will get done. With the shutdown, it's still unclear how exactly we're going to get out of that. But they haven't quite given up yet.
Thanks, Emily. Emily Cochran, congressional reporter at the New York Times.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.